Hello, and thank you for listening. Today I'm here to help you understand how to properly complete two access request forms that are commonly used here at FHLB, the Network Access Form and the Application Access Form. These forms are included on the Guidepost website, but have also been included as PDF documents in the email that sent you this podcast. We'll be covering the Network Access Request first, so you want to have that form on top. If you need to print out the forms for reference, please stop this podcast recording, print them out, and when you're ready to proceed, resume playing the recording. You ready to go? Great! So you know how this podcast will progress, I'm going to cover each of the sections on the forms. I'll describe each question in the section, and if the section applies to you and needs to be completed, I'll tell you when to stop. You can then resume the recording once you've completed that section. The first form we're going to cover is the Network Access Form, since this is the easier of the two. You'll notice that the top section of this form includes your employee information, so this should be pretty simple. The only field you might not know is the cost center, so select the drop-down box and look for your department's name. Select that, and the cost center will fill in for you. Next, you'll see the account information section. On the first line, you'll need to indicate whether the access you're requesting is permanent or temporary. You're an employee, so select permanent. You'll see that the next box asks if you need access to a network shared folder. If you need access to a shared folder or need to create a new one, this is where you let us know what you need. Again, you can browse for a shared drive or folder you'd like to access. The next box asks if you need to increase your network disk space allocation, along with your current usage. So use that number to gauge how much more you think you need. Next, you're asked about printers. If you need to add a printer, select either a department or other network printer. Using the drop-down box, select a printer or printers you'd like to use. That's the end of this section. If you need to complete any questions in this section, stop the recording now. Otherwise, let's continue on to the next section. This section asks you to list the business reason for the access you're requesting. You'll select one of the predefined reasons, but you also need to include your description of why you need this access. Type a detailed reason for your request in the box entitled Business Reason. If you want to answer this question now, stop the recording. Let's continue on to the next section. Now all you have to do is save and submit the form. At the top of your screen, click on the Save button. This saves a copy of the form to your local notes database. Next, click Submit. You'll get a pop-up box asking if you're sure you want to submit this. If so, click Yes and you're done. The form will be routed to your supervisor for approval. Okay, now that we're done with the Network Access Form, it's time to tackle the Application Access Form. This form is used to request access to non-Oracle-based applications. This form looks worse than it really is, so don't worry about how long it is. We're going to review each section, and I'll let you know what needs to be completed. The first thing to do is to understand the access that you'll be requesting. You have four options for each application: Prod, UAT, QA, and Development. Production is self-explanatory. It's the live data within our systems. UAT is generally used by business users when they need to do final testing of a change before that change is deployed to production. QA is the quality assurance region, and both business users and QA staff use this area to test new development. Development is a region normally left to the IT staff, where the actual coding occurs. As you go through the form, you'll notice that not all sections have all four options. If you don't see one you think you need, select the next most restrictive option. For example, if you need access to UAT but don't see that option, select QA. The first section is for finance-related applications. If your role includes working with the bank's financial statements, then the first two selections, FAS 133 and FAS 149, are for you, so you'll want to select them. The next two are for those who supply information that pertains to those systems, FAA and DAA, the financial accounting application and the derivatives accounting application. The next four deal with the bank's DDA and GL systems, so if you deal with our internal accounting, you'll want to select one or more of those. If you need to complete any questions in this section, stop now. Okay, let's continue. Now on to credit. The first four applications listed here deal with our capital stock portfolio, loan risk and hedging analysis, and credit workflow. If you do any work with our loan modeling group, you'll want to select those that are appropriate. The next three deal with our mortgage partnership program, so if your role involves working with our member banks on their funding needs, you'll select at least one of these. Your next three options deal with safekeeping. If you work with our bank's collateral records, our securities processing, or our lockbox area, you'll want to select one or more of these. Finally, you'll see our Rockall collateral processing system with a number of roles listed below. Select one or more roles that you perform for the collateral processing function. If you need to complete any questions here, stop now. Otherwise, let's continue. The last three sections have one application each, so we'll cover all of them here. If your work involves partnering with the Community Investment Department, you'll want access to their application. If you're part of our risk team, you'll see a line for our QRM, Quantitative Risk Management application. Finally, if you do any work that gets displayed on our external-facing website, you're going to want access to the Web Content Management System. There are a number of options here as well, so select the ones that you need. You're almost done. Now all that's left is to enter your business reasons for requesting this access. Similar to what we did for the Network Access Form, you're going to pick one of the business reasons from the drop-down box, then also include a detailed description of why you need this access. Once you've completed this section, you'll want to save the form by clicking the Save button, and then submit the form into the workflow by clicking the Submit button. I hope this recording was useful in assisting you to complete these forms. Thanks for your attention, and have a great day.